car, you wind up burned. The early bird gets the worm. But the only thing you really need to know is the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. Make sure you know the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, lawmakers return to Capitol Hill from their 4th of July break, and more lawmakers are expected to make their thoughts known on the future of President Biden's candidacy.
Senator Mark Warner had scheduled a meeting with Senate Democrats today, assembling a group to ask Biden to step aside. But a source says because news of the meeting leaked to the media, it made it impossible to have the conversations between senators privately.
ABC's M. Nguyen in Washington. In France, no party won an outright majority in parliament, leaving President Emmanuel Macron with a weaker government but avoiding a far-right outright victory. Hurricane Beryl coming ashore in South Texas is a Category 1 storm. Relatives of those killed in two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets are angry at a plea deal reached between the plane maker and the Justice Department. If approved by a judge, Boeing would pay a $240 million fine but avoid a trial on charges that it misled regulators. This is ABC News. Potential progress in ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel. ABC's Matt Gutman has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Hamas dropping its demand that Israel commit to a permanent ceasefire, edging the two parties closer to an agreement on a ceasefire and hostage release. In Israel, the calls for a deal intensifying, as is the pressure on Hamas after 9 months of a war that had left Gaza in ruins.
New York City police are investigating the case of decomposing human remains that were found in a sleeping bag amid several garbage bags in a Manhattan neighborhood over the weekend. The police department has not released any information on the victim. An autopsy is currently being conducted to determine the cause of death and whether foul play is suspected. A court in Ecuador ruled over the weekend that the rights of a river that runs through the city's capital of Quito have been violated by the amount of pollution found inside it. The government's now been ordered to come up with a plan to clean it up. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are Mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. President Joe Biden will be in Madison today for a campaign event. It's his fifth trip to Wisconsin this year. Wednesday, Biden held an emergency meeting with every Democratic governor in the nation except Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Evers is scheduled to be with Biden at his Madison stop today. A 19-year-old Michigan man was killed in an Oshkosh shooting late Tuesday night. Police say they found the victim lying dead outside a home on the city's east side. An 18-year-old Fond du Lac man was taken into custody as a person of interest. Authorities believe he'll be charged with first-degree intentional homicide. And a nationally known civil rights attorney will accept the case of a deceased Milwaukee man. Benjamin Crump, who represented the family of George Floyd, will represent the family of Devante Mitchell, who died Sunday after being restrained by security guards following a disturbance at a downtown Milwaukee hotel. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Are you a neglectful roommate, leaving the toilet paper tube as a surprise when it runs out? Do you get asked, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts trained to help match your sleep style with the right mattress. Meaning anyone, even people like you, can sleep. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Need help with back taxes? Call this number, 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Shackles and chains, no matter what it some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad comes heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind. And I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Don't worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430.
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eye that is opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night.
Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights?
Now wait a minute, things don't look too familiar. Who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night.
Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight?
Shooters, how I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly.
Jose Cuervo, you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have a good time. You're my friend, you're the best, mi amigo. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Shelley West, Jose Cuervo, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s across the region. Looks like we'll see 80 today, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, Rod Bain in. Talk a little bit about some of the dairy programs from USDA to deal with the H5N1 virus. And we'll have more with Rod on that here during our morning newsmaker segment this hour. It's going to be busy, busy week this week. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair getting underway as the soft open of the fair is actually tomorrow. But we'll be actually heading up to Cadott today, this morning, for the Farm Technology Days Media Day. That's going on early this morning. And then we're going to get things set up. Our first livestock show will be tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. We'll have the swine show from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. That's coming up on our YouTube channel and also our live streaming page. Just go to our video streaming page at realcountry1430.com, and you can watch the hog show tomorrow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And also thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. They are sponsors of our streaming video service. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, May milk production was down 0.9% from a year ago. Last week, we got the May dairy products report. Did that drop in milk output have much impact on dairy product production?
Not really, actually. Solids tie out pretty well against the total milk production from May. Still some evidence that maybe we're underestimating April milk production or overstating product production generally. But it was kind of interesting. So we made more butter. Butter production was up, but nonfat was down, and cheese production was mixed. So cheddar production was down 9.7. You and I have talked about production for cheddar have really been underwhelming all year and lower. Mozzarella production ended up being quite a bit stronger, up 7.1%. Mozzarella demand has been really hot lately as well, as I think there's a shift in, if you're getting home delivery, you know, going through some of these services that people have, DoorDash and Uber Eats, et cetera, and there seems to be maybe a driving force to go back towards pizza as opposed to ordering three or four or five different individual meals for everybody in the family. It's just cheaper to buy pizza. So Mott's production up 7.1%, but cheddar production down. I guess there's some evidence here that, you know, butter production being up and the price still being over $3, that price is hanging in there. That is better generally than we think for butter, or at least back in May. But overall, things tie out pretty well with regard to how much milk we produced back then.
Well, we saw a lot of cheese get exported last month, too. That certainly has supported pricing.
Yeah, we've been hovering right around 100 million pounds of cheese exports per month versus about 70 this time last year. So, yeah, that's definitely tilted the scale in terms of available stocks out there this year, and probably part of the reason that we're at $1.90 per pound on cheese right at the moment. It's some supportive feature. Now, I don't want to worry your listeners or you, Lee, but in the next couple months, I suspect that we'll start to see those export numbers trail off a bit. A lot of these are these export numbers that we get are their date of ship. So, you know, we shipped a lot of cheese in May, for example. Those sales probably were made in Q1 back at $1.50 cheese.
Right, right. Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. The USDA is taking another step toward more fairness in livestock industry dealings, as we hear from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
The Packers and Stockyards Act prohibits unfair practices in meat and poultry dealings, but the question has always been,
exactly what does it mean to be unfair?
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA has just put out a proposed rule that answers that question more clearly, and in doing so could open the way for more producers to bring more cases of unfair treatment through the Packers and Stockyards Act. Up to now, in most cases, producers would have to prove a practice harmed the entire industry. But under these proposed rules,
we clearly now delineate there is an opportunity for unfairness to be couched in terms of individual harm. An individual producer who might be able to establish under the elements of the new rule that the harm was specific to their operation and constituted a violation of Packers and Stockyards.
This fairness rule is the latest in a series of proposed rules aimed at giving producers what Vilsack calls an even shake in their dealings with processors and integrators.
And what we've done is we've expanded transparency and made it easier for farmers to understand the deals that they're entering into and who they're contracting with. We made sure that they couldn't be discriminated against or retaliated against. We made sure that a tournament system would operate fairly and that there would not be any specific deductions that caught farmers by surprise. And today, we provide an enforcement tool that I think will provide for greater balance in the relationship between farmer and integrator. All of this is designed to create the opportunity for more new and better markets.
But USDA is not acting alone in this. It's getting a lot of help from the Justice Department.
We can and must bring our partnership with the USDA, Packers and Stockyards Act enforcement beyond poultry into beef and other parts of our food supply chain.
Assistant Attorney General Jonathan Cantor.
That's one reason why we are putting our money where our mouth is and hiring more lawyers and more experts related to agriculture. These lawyers, I'm pleased to announce, will be based in the Midwest and will focus on both civil and criminal ag enforcement at the Antitrust Division.
All part of a government-wide effort to provide, as Tom Vilsack puts it,
more transparency, more fairness, and more competition in the marketplace.
Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy, my mama called me lazy. I was gonna show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no fool, and I don't need no more schooling. I was born too I've been through it. When I set my watch back to it, living on Tulsa time. Songs, guess I'm just a wasting time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it. Living on Tulsa time.
She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." A head-like look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, "Don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just the last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it." And I stuttered, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Whoa, that's my story. My story and I'm sticking to it." You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone, and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, and darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Well, that's my story.
That's my story.
Well, I ain't got a witness, and you know I can't prove it. But that's my story. Unless you approve it, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray, and that's my story here in the WRDN Morning Farm Reports on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 65 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the August contract is traded, up 6 at 2019, September at 2050, October 2039, November at 20 even. Cheese markets from Friday were steady, barrels at 190 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks at 190. No trades on the day Friday. Cash butter down a quarter to 313 and a quarter, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 118, no trades on the day. Dry whey up a quarter to 49 and a quarter, one trade on the day. Cattle markets are called higher. Hogs are called mixed today. Buyers and sellers of cattle dug in last week, with the cash trade finally taking place late Friday, mostly at steady money. But there's still some expectations that we'll have higher cash markets this week. Remember, last week was that holiday shortened week. Hog futures, though, continue to be under pressure due to cash weakness. August live cattle opened the day at 186.42, October 187.17, December 188.77. August feeder cattle open at 261.47, September 262.22, October at 262.22. July hogs open at 89.87, August 89.17, October at 73.47. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower today. Now, expectations in the forecast for rain, especially in the eastern parts of the Corn Belt, with the remnants of Hurricane Beryl, and that would be some much-needed rain as well, are all pressuring the grain markets today. July corn down 4.25 to 407. September down 5.5 to 405. New crop down 5 at 419. July beans down 12.5 to 1176. August down 11.5 to 1154 and 3/4. New crop down 17.25 to 1112.5. July soybean meal down 220 this morning to 384.80. August soybean oil down 32 cents to 49.23. Chicago wheat is September down 9 to 581.5. December down 8.75 to 604.75. Minneapolis wheat September down 7.75 to 625.5. Energy markets are lower this morning. August crude oil down 84 cents to 82.32. September down 75 cents to 81.51. August gas down 2 cents this morning at 253. September also down 2 cents at 250. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 359, August 359, September at 359, new crop at 369. Cash beans at 1116, November new crop at 1050. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 385.5, August 380.5, September 375.5, new crop 379. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 388, August 385, new crop 379. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn at 350 or 360, new crop 369. Cash beans 1114, new crop at 10:54. Meanwhile, at Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn at 3.72, new crop 3.74, cash beans 11.09, new crop at 10.45. Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 3.93, August at 3.85, new crop 3.79, cash beans 11.49, August 11.38, and new crop at 10.70. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 3.60, new crop 3.69, cash beans 11.21, new crop 10.57. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 181 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 184, market cows 112 to 139, bulls 134 to 165, calves 270 to 940, beef steers 174 to 340, Holstein steers 147 to 260. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 220 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Talking trash about
briefcase, on a plane, or in your car. So tell me why. Assistance if this all confuses you. So tell me why.
Why
haven't I heard from you?
Why haven't I heard from you?
Tell me why.
Why
haven't I heard from you?
Why haven't I heard from you?
I said, now darling,
darling,
honey,
darling,
what is your excuse? Why haven't I heard from you? There better be a landslide of mud, a fire that burns up the wires, and thunder so loud with a black funnel cloud, a natural disaster. I know nothing about. Tell me why.
Why
haven't I heard from you?
Why haven't I heard from you?
Tell me why.
Why
haven't I heard from you?
Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They came from somewhere else. It was just the tequila talking when I told you I'm still not over you. I get a little sentimental, and I've had one or two, and that tear in my eye was a song. I'm still in love with you. It's just a tequila talking. I don't know what they put in Cuervo that got me to say those things. Usually I wouldn't care so much to make such a scene, but seeing you there in that dress you were wearing just drove me right out of my head. So don't
hold me responsible for anything I might have said. It was just the tequila talking when I told you I'm still not over you. I get a little sentimental and I've had one or two. And that tear in my eye was a salt in the lime, not the memory. I'm still in love with you. It's just the tequila talking. If I said I'm still in love with you, it's just the tequila talking.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA recently announced an expansion of one of its emergency disaster assistance programs in efforts to assist dairy farmers impacted by the H5N1 virus. Rod Bain has more.
The latest USDA effort to provide support to dairy producers with herds impacted by the H5N1 virus involves an updated version of USDA's Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish program.
Designed now to provide assistance to dairy producers who are incurring milk losses as a result of H5N1.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack recently explained the update in a visit with reporters, an update now published in the Federal Register.
Under the program, as we've designed it, farmers will receive payments at a 90% coverage of lost production, retroactive to the date in March of 2024 of their first positive herd.
Eligibility requirements for milk loss assistance under ELAP include:
the adult dairy cow must be the following. Must be part of a herd that has had a confirmed positive H5N1 test from the National Veterinary Services Laboratory. Must have been initially removed from commercial milk production during the 14-day time period before the sample collection date for the positive H5N1 test date, through 120 days after the sample collection date for the positive test. To be milk producing, currently lactating, and maintained for commercial milk production on the beginning date of the eligible loss condition. Now, producers must also have risk in the owned cash leads purchased or having been a contract grower of eligible adult dairy cows for at least 60 days before the beginning of the production loss to essentially participate in this program. And a coverage is also going to be provided on a per cow basis for a period of up to 4 weeks per cow.
Other details within the Federal Register notice on expanded ELAP include needed documentation and payment calculations. Applications will be accepted through local Farm Service Agency offices through January 30th of next year. Secretary Vilsack adds that the coverage under ELAP
is going to build on the efforts that we've made to ensure that we're limiting the spread of the virus as it's detected. While dairy cows impacted and affected with H5N1 generally recover after a few weeks and there's little mortality associated with this disease, it does dramatically limit milk production for a period of time, which obviously causes economic loss for producers with affected premises. And for that reason, we've chosen to support farmers with the ELAP program to offset those losses.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
A very similar date today compared to yesterday in our ag weather forecast. As we'll have some clouds building in this afternoon, there could be a few isolated storms possible, but most of the area will remain dry. Now, winds will remain weak throughout the day at about 5 to 10 out of the northwest. It's partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of a shower or storm. High 76 to 81, relative humidities at 57 to 72%. And we'll have winds out of the west at about 5 to 8. Anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation is possible. We'll also see 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. West winds at around 5. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon. Highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Light winds becoming northwest at around 5. We'll see 12 hours of sunshine. Wednesday, sunshine with a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Thursday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Friday, sunny, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower or storm, warmer, highs 85 to 90. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs once again, 85 to 90.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Keeping your horse healthy and happy during show season also includes after you get home. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Monitor the horse for any late manifesting diseases as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
And showing horses is a lot of fun, but nobody wants to be around a horse that might be sick. It's important to practice good biosecurity by not sharing tack, using your own watering buckets and feeders, and keeping a clean trailer. Despite your best efforts, some diseases are very contagious and can show up long after you get home. Dr. Jeff Bissett with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture says when the show is over, have a return strategy. Keep the horse in a separate stall or paddock away from other horses for 2 or 3 weeks so you can monitor its health.
You know, and you're looking for things like temperature, appetite and demeanor, usually what you'll see first, head carriage, any changes in their stool, anything that's abnormal to you may be worth exploring because it may be the signs of one of those diseases that takes a little while to manifest itself. If you keep them away from the other horses, it prevents a big, big problem for your barn. It's kind of a pain in the butt, but it can prevent a lot of issues.
If you board the horse in someone else's barn, there's a question you should be asking. Is there a biosecurity plan and agreement?
When you come and go, is there something that you need to follow? If there's not something like that, should you have something in place with your barn? Should you have that discussion? The answer is yes. But it can be tricky sometimes when there's lots of personalities in barns. And the idea is to develop a checklist of things that you're doing, do them consistently, and be vigilant.
Know your own travel history and be picky when choosing shows you attend to reduce the risk of any problems that could develop when you get home. Learn more about keeping horses healthy during show season at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
At first she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear your world apart. You're gonna cry a little while, still she'll leave you with a smile. Well, you can't help but wonder why you can't help but love her, but you can't help but love her. More than worth it, it's written all over your face. One day you'll pass her on the street with that guy you used to be. She'll say hello and walk on by, then she'll leave you with a smile.